Hey there, Gone Wild Audio. This is Caitlin McCunt. I am going to be doing the Questionnaire of Randomness by Goddess by Night. If I sound a little weird, I'm sorry. I'm kind of having like a little tummy ache. I'm not feeling too great. But doing these questionnaires and talking to you guys always usually makes me feel better. So thought I would give it a shot and see if it does make me feel better. What is your life's dream? I would love to win the lottery so that not only would I be wonderfully rich, but I would also open a BDSM club. Like, I don't know, it seems like the ones around here have been getting shut down for bullshit reasons, but I would definitely want to open a BDSM club. And, you know, because I think, you know, kinksters need a place to go to express themselves and play, and if I was rich, I could definitely make sure that everything was top-notch and up to code, and, you know, had everything that would be needed to make sure that it would run smoothly, and I would be in charge, obviously, and have a couple other people that I would trust to be in charge to make sure that the management doesn't make it go to shit. What is your greatest skill? Let's see. Oh gosh. I'm usually pretty friendly. I'm sure you guys will not believe this, but I'm actually kind of shy, actually. But once I get to know somebody, and I can usually bullshit my way through stuff, so if I meet somebody and I'm nervous as fuck, I'll just be like, I don't know, just like power through and, you know, try not to let it faze me. But afterwards, since I am introverted, after like big groups of people and stuff, I always come home and I'm like, oh my gosh, so stressful, so many people. But yeah, I'm pretty much a people person. I get along with just about everybody. What is your sexual talent? I can come super quickly. Like super, super, super quickly. Like under 30 seconds. Probably under like 20 seconds, to be honest. And since I'm not feeling too well, I'm not going to prove that, but I think I have enough sexual type audios that you might be able to go ahead and listen to that and listen for yourself. But I come extremely easily and I'm multi-orgasmic. My wonderful fuck buddy, he's amazing. He has gotten me to the point to where I can come by having my nipples played with, just like pinched really hard or twisted, and come by having him run his fingers up my body very lightly, and I can come having him tickle me or spank me, or pretty much I am just putty in his hands, to be honest. What is your non-sexual talent? I don't know. I don't think I'm that talented. No, that's kind of sexual. I don't know. I can, like, curl my tongue in half, and I can also, like, make a little bowl with my tongue, and do all kinds of wonderful things with my tongue. Of course, I think we're getting back into the sexual talent section, but what is a talent or skill you wish you had? Oh boy. I don't know. Like, sometimes I wish I could sing, because I do not sing well. Like, people pay me not to sing, pretty much. There was one time I was with hanging out with my family, and there was a little kid around, and the little kid was sleepy, so I was kind of rocking the baby and kind of like singing little lullabies to him. And I was singing, and all of a sudden they like lifted their hand and put it over my mouth. Like, shut up, bitch. Quit doing that. It's awful. I can't go to sleep with that. All that racket's going on. So, yeah, I can't sing. Is there something you're really knowledgeable about, and what is it? I would say I'm pretty knowledgeable about, like, makeup and stuff. I don't feel like I'm pretty up to date with like politics and what's going on, but not like I have a degree in like social sciences or political science. There we go. That's what I was looking for. Definitely not like that level, but I'd say I'm pretty up to date on that kind of thing. What are your current goals or New Year's resolutions? One of my friends has been talking to me, and I'm really like I'm take doing like free online stuff to learn to code. So, and they have like a bunch of degrees in computer related things, IT type stuff. And he's been telling me that like obviously some of this could be false, but getting like 5, 6 job offers a week in, the very high bracket range, paychecks kind of thing. And like I'm pretty computer savvy, and like the coding stuff that I've been taking lately, I've been picking it up pretty easily. Of course, I'm still in the easy section, but I think, I don't know, if I really get into it and really work it, then I think I'll go back to school for it and major in it and hopefully be able to find a really good job. Apparently, over like in the Silicon Valley, they like IT type people have like a 0% unemployment rate. Like the job growth and rate for that is just so high that they're gonna like try to like steal people from other companies and everything because they're so in demand. The more you know. What was the first online community you were a part of, and are you still a part of it? I think the first online community I was a part of was probably like MySpace. Oh my gosh. I remember like going through, like, one of my friends had helped me set up my page and going through all the stuff. I'm like, oh, this is new. I need to put this on. Oh, this is awesome. I have to put this on there. And at first, my profile was so tacky. It was awful. Yeah, but just changing everything and like the little bulletin posts and oh gosh, people begging for my top 8 spaces. Oh my gosh, I remember people like going up to their friends or boyfriends and me girlfriends or whatever, and being like, why am I not in your top 8 or top 3 or, I don't know, top 12 or whatever? Why am I not in your top friends? Why am I not there? Do you not like me? Am I not your best friend? Do you not love me anymore? I don't know, maybe my high school is just very overdramatic. On an average day, what website do you spend the most of your time on? I would say I spend, it's probably pretty evenly spent between Facebook, FetLife, and Reddit. In case you are unaware, oh, excuse me. FetLife is kind of like a kinky Facebook, only no pictures of people's kids you don't care about, or crappy game requests. So you can meet people in your local kink community, find events, local people. There's all kinds of people out there, and you can connect with people that are in different states, different communities, different countries. There's a lot of sexy pictures and videos and stuff over there, and it's for the most part a pretty good place. Do you hashtag at all? Not usually, like, no, not very rarely. Sometimes just to, I don't know, be ironic. I don't know. But never seriously. Hashtag LOL. I sound like such a douche saying that. Have you ever done or been a part of an internet trend like the Harlem Shake, planking, etc., etc.? No, I've not. I don't know. Maybe that makes me sound super boring, but haven't done any of that, actually. Have you ever made friends online and then met them in real life? If so, how did it go? If not, would you would? I have made friends online and met them in real life. Okay, so I've done kind of like the online dating type thing. Of course, in my case, it was more like online fucking, like meet them online, fuck them, never talk to them again. I did that all the time whenever I was younger. I was such a bad girl. Bad girl back then. Still kind of am, but not as bad. I met some people off of Gone Wild Plus. Not under this name, under a long deleted account. They have slash had, I don't even know if it's there anymore, a chat room, and there are a couple of local people there, and met one of them and had sex with them, and it was not a good experience. It was, yeah, awful sex. It was terrible. Like, in the future, if I met people offline, I would probably just do it for friends, not, hey, I'm gonna find you and we're gonna fuck, kind of thing. I don't know, maybe, who knows? I'm just kidding. Never say never, I guess. I don't know. If your favorite GWA Redditor said they were going to hold a meetup and it was near you, would you go? Like 85% yes. Like a slight no, because I'm sorry, I don't remember who it was that posted it, but someone had mentioned, like, started a thread about, you know, pictures and how some people think it can ruin things. And I would hate to, like, meet someone in person that, I don't know, this is gonna sound conceited, that someone, like, idolizes me or really loves my audios. And I would hate, like, to meet them and then be like, oh, you look like that. That is not at all what I had pictured you as. And now I cannot, you know, enjoy your audios anymore, kind of thing. But I don't know. If everyone was under the understanding that, hey, not everyone may be what you think they look like, kind of thing, I'd be okay with that. I mean, okay, so maybe that made me sound like I'm a very ugly person. I don't know. I don't know. I've been told I'm not. Conversation's going bad. Oh, for fuck's sake. Oh, gosh. I'm not horrendous, for what it's worth. What is your favorite clothes to wind down or relax in? I love being naked. So if I can be naked as much as possible, that's what I'm gonna go for. I also have a favorite robe that I like to wear. It's very big and comfy and warm, and it's nice. I'm currently laying in bed with my quilt, just kind of cuddled, kind of half sleepily answering these questions, and my tummy is feeling a little bit better, but I might want to get something to eat. I don't know. What kind of celebrity would you like to be? Actor, rock star, YouTube star? I would love to be an actress. I don't know. I feel like if I was an actress, I would be like I'm making myself sound so weird. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm probably ruining your FAP session if you were doing that or in general. Kind of like a Rebel Wilson kind of thing, where she's, I don't know, kind of awkward but really funny and that kind of thing. I don't know. I'm, because I think, I am kind of like her, kind of weird, awkward, but funny and likable. I don't know. What's the worst thing you would do for $1 billion? I, for $1 billion, tax free kind of thing, I would do quite a lot for $1 billion. I mean, if you're wanting to offer me $1 billion, just tell me what you want me to do, and I will likely do quite a lot for that. Does that make me sound bad? I don't know. I need the moolah, though. What fear have you outgrown? I used to be like so afraid that people wouldn't like me, that I would basically do anything that I thought they would. I don't know, like with guys, as soon as I would meet them, I would instantly turn to sex because I knew. Not conceited, but like I knew sex was my thing. Like I knew how to be sexy. I knew how to flirt. I knew I had a good booty and big old titties. So I knew that I could, most everyone enjoyed those. So instead of trying to hold a conversation or talk about things, I would just be like, hey, I'm naked, look at me, that kind of thing. But, I don't know, I was just so afraid that people wouldn't like me that I would just go with something that I thought everyone would like. But, I'm not just something for sex, Like, I can have conversations and carry on with people, and, I am more than just sex. Not that I don't like sex. I love sex. But I'm not so like deathly afraid of people not liking me that I'm like reduced to only like using sex to get people to like me kind of thing. Like I've grown up so much that, if people don't like me, fuck you. I don't rightly give a fuck if you don't like me. I'm sure that most of the people I've met don't actually like me. But if you don't like me, don't be around me and don't talk shit about me, and we will be absolutely fine. If you could adopt anyone, fictional or real, into your extended family to make gatherings more interesting, who would it be? Ricky Gervais. He is hilarious. Plus, if like I go home for like, Christmas or something, and my Christian Republican family, it would just, I would be dying of laughter hearing him just like rip into them and make comments. I would just be on the floor dying, and they would just be appalled, like trying to throw holy water on him or something, probably. Oh my gosh, that would be hilarious. Side note, if you do not know who Ricky Gervais is, or you haven't seen any of his stuff, please YouTube him. And there is this specific, he did like a comedy special, and there's this part about, he found this book about Noah and the Ark and kind of reads it. You need to watch that, please. please. Like, I don't care if you don't get anything out of this. Just please watch that segment. Please. Oh, gosh. It's hilarious. You think? Yeah. Really? Yeah. Oh gosh. What is your favorite group game? I like playing D&D and Pathfinder and that kind of thing with my gaming group. And I don't know, are we talking about like Heads Up 7-Up or Uno or Euchre or something? I don't know. I'll stick with the tabletop games. What about your childhood wouldn't most people guess? I was extremely unpopular. Like, super unpopular. Like, I didn't have any real friends. This is not turning into a pity party. I'm just answering the fucking question, though. You know, at one point, like, I moved schools and had even less friends, which, hello, that was barely impossible. So, like, didn't have any friends, and no one would let me sit with them or anything, so I would, you know, just get lunch and sneak off to the bathroom and eat lunch in the bathroom and, you know, that kind of thing. Very, I don't know. I don't know. Then I moved back and, I don't know, had even, you know, the friendships that I kind of had with people, they were gone. And then my senior year of high school, I met this gay guy. He came out as gay, and you know, we like just one day on a whim, we hung out together. And just ever since that day, since we were in since we were in high school, we've just like almost been connected at the hip until I moved away. But oh my gosh, he is hilarious. He is wonderful. I genuinely love hanging out with gay men. I love gay men. Oh my gosh. In general, they just have so much energy, and they're just honest and awesome and like don't give a fuck about anything. They don't give a shit if you're throwing shade. They just let it roll off their back and they keep being fabulous and going on. And that's basically my philosophy about shit at this point. But yeah, very unpopular, like no friends, like a boyfriend through high school that was in high school, but I was mostly like, yeah, all you motherfuckers sucks. I'm just gonna go ahead and fuck these older guys and you guys can miss out. What is under your bed right now? Well, I have a king-size captain's bed that has all kinds of drawers in them. So there's clothes, and I have like two or three toys dedicated, excuse me, two or three drawers dedicated to sex toys and such. Ooh. And then underneath, there are Christmas decorations. Feliz Navidad, motherfucker. What is something you thought was weird originally but are now turned on by? I always thought like the almost like tickling fetish type of thing was weird. 'Cause I'm like, tickling is like the least sexy thing. Like, I don't know. It's like not sexy. How can people get turned on by that? And then, my wonderful fuck buddy. It's like, I really like tickling girls. And I'm like, okay, weirdo. And he's like, you're gonna end up coming from me tickling you. I'm like, what the fuck ever, weirdo? That's not happening. And it's happening. He, like, got that going by, you know, like, just like rubbing my body and, you know, getting me warmed up and then, like, making, like, getting me really close to coming and then tickling. And so, just by a while of that, I got I started associating like tickling with orgasms and orgasms with tickling, and I'm just a ball of orgasms just waiting, basically. If someone was dancing down the street, what would you do? Join them? Walk away awkwardly? It would depend on what type of dance. Like, if they were doing, like, I don't know, hardcore crumpin' breakdancing type of thing, I would just watch, but. I'm sorry, I'm just envisioning myself trying to, like, crump and be all, like, gangsta and shit. Oh. That is like the furthest thing from me, for the record. But if, I don't know, like normal dance, if like I'm not like if two people like tangoing, I'm not just gonna pop in and be like, I'm tangoing now. Dun 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 dun. I don't know. I'm really weird tonight, I'm sorry. What does evolution need to do to the human body to improve it? No paper cuts. That would be nice. That would be very beneficial. I don't know. Extra padding on the toes so you don't stub your toe, because that hurts like a motherfucker. Or, like, I don't know, get hobbit feet so if you step on Legos, it doesn't hurt and cripple you for a month. How would you murder someone and dispose of the body? So, not that I've thought of this or anything. But if you murder someone, try not to do it like in your house or something. I mean, if it happens, it happens. But, you know, if you murder someone, do not Google anything on your phone or your laptop. Do not do any of that bullshit. Do not make calls like that. No, do not do anything like that because everything is traceable. If you need to Google something, go to a. Don't even. No, just. Google, no, go to Yellow Pages. Do that shit. Call from a payphone. Call from a friend's phone. Do not use your shit. Find a local pig farm. Pigs will eat anything, and their jaws are extremely strong. They can bite through, oh, you know, like bones and stuff. So, go to the pig farm. Let them eat things, and then like buy the pigs so that they will kill the pigs. You have bacon, and since everything's out of the way, there will be no trace of said body. If there was a body there, I don't know. Plus, bacon! Who doesn't love bacon? What do you think would happen if someone poked Kim Kardashian's ass? Ass with a giant needle. I don't really give a fuck. I would say she would probably go, ow, and Kanye would probably try to punch the person in the face. What is worse? Your fly down, spinach in your teeth, or toilet paper stuck to your shoe? I would say spinach in your teeth, because, especially with me, I'm constantly smiling. So. People would be like, oh, you have a green grill. Oh, wait, no, you would never have a grill. Oh, that's just spinach in your teeth. That's disgusting. Like, toilet paper, if you, like, have to clean sand, you can quickly, like, get it off your shoe. And if your fly's down, it's just like, hey, I'm open for business, biatch. I don't know. Hopefully you wouldn't say that to just, I don't know, random person on the street, because that might not go over very well. Oh gosh. Okay, so I've reached the end of the questionnaire. I'm sorry that I am so weird, but I I'm so giggly, I'm sorry. I hoped you enjoyed my rambling, because I know there was a fuck ton of it. And have a good night, morning, whatever it is, wherever you are.